Hello?
Hi there, is this Shemeca?
Yes, who's calling?
Hey there, so my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay.
Yeah, we spoke a little bit on Friday about your interest in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is this a better time for you to talk?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect, yeah. So I will be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'm going to be helping you get signed up. I know you did mention you wanted to get some help with this. So if you have about 10 to 15 minutes, we can go ahead and get started. Is that okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so Shemeca, do you already have an attorney that's helping you file a claim with this?
No, I don't.
Okay, and before I begin, actually, it is Shemeca, not Shemeca, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad I managed to remember that much. So yeah, so you don't have an attorney helping you file a claim. Can you confirm to me under penalty then that you have not signed any documents, any packets of information, you haven't sought any legal representation from any law firms for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim for yourself, I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And so it was you, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with that. How are you doing now, Shemeca?
Well, I have blurred vision and severe migraines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I am sorry to hear that you're going through that again. But if it does help, from what I know, many of the people that I've spoken to about this did tell me that given enough time, maybe a few years, they were able to fully recover. So I do hope eventually that ends up being the case for you.
Well, were they on meds or anything like that?
For the most part, they usually just went through some, obviously they had usually radiotherapy or chemotherapy, and then of course they have the operation to have it surgically removed as well. But again,
so
even
that is in a difficult spot, so they can't remove it.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that as well. I'm not too sure, but yeah. But yeah, from what I understand, it does seem like, at least given several years, sometimes for most people, they are able to fully recover. So hopefully one day for you, that can be the case. I do hope and pray.
Okay, thank you.
And for you, Shemeca, was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay. What was your date of diagnosis?
I actually need to send my... my medical history. I took a picture on Friday, so it can be at the top.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be exact, just your best estimate.
I believe in 2017.
Okay. Do you remember, like, what month or what time of year that was in 2017?
No, that's why I like to go for the photo.
Okay, yeah. Do you have that on hand with you right now, or was it on your phone?
Yeah, it's on my phone.
Okay. Well, don't worry. No rush. If you want to take a moment to get that, you can.
Yes. I didn't realize I took so many photos of other things.
Yeah, over the weekend, it definitely racks up faster than you realize. And then you're going through your photos like, oh, man, why are there 100 from a day?
Oh, I didn't even think to take a picture of the day. But I believe it's 20. I just took the picture of the diagnosis, what a finding. That my doctor put in a note.
Okay, gotcha. But you know it was 2017?
No. It might have been. It could have been between 2015 and 2017. So I have to, like, log into my account now. I can definitely give you the exact date.
Yeah, again, most of these dates don't have to be exact, as, of course, I wouldn't expect you to remember these so far ago. 2017 would be about 7 years ago, if that sounds accurate to you. 2015 would be 9 years ago.
Maybe seven.
Yeah, as long as you're confident of the year, at least, I can take that.
Okay.
I can just put 01/01/2017 as your best estimate. Does that sound correct enough for you?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your birthday, Shemeka?
11/5/1981.
Okay. Just confirming I heard you correctly, you said 11/05/1981, correct?
Yes.
In addition, Shemeka, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depo Provera that could need some help? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. And was it the name brand specifically called Depo Provera that you were taking?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so it wasn't Depo Sub-Q Provera or generic medroxyprogesterone, right?
No.
Okay, and were you taking Depo Provera for at least
it
1 year?
Actually, it was 2019, I'm sorry.
2019, okay.
August 22nd, 2019.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put 08/22/2019 as your date of diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And also, can you confirm to me as well that you were using Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. And then during 1 year?
I used it. My first time using it was maybe 14, 15 years ago.
Okay, gotcha. So that would have been about 2005?
Yes.
Gotcha, okay. Additionally, can you confirm to me that during 1 year you had at least 4 injections as well?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, yeah, most certainly. So you would have started in about 2005, right?
Yes, but it was off and on because in between I would bleed.
Gotcha, okay.
For months straight, so.
Yeah, you know, and that's fine too, even if it was off and on. But you are at least sure that you had at least 4 injections within a year at some point, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. When was the last time, or when was the date that you stopped using Depo Provera?
The last time was, what was that? Maybe 5 years ago.
Okay, so that would have been right around the time you were diagnosed, I'm assuming?
Yes. Right
okay.
Before, yeah.
Okay, so then in that case, as your start date, I'll just put 01/01/2005 as your best estimate. And then for your stop date, I'll put August/01/2019.
Yes.
Yeah, so that comes out to about 14 years of usage. And that sounds correct to you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me, Shemeka?
Female.
Okay. And then I have your first and last name here as Shemeka, not Shemeka. That's S-H-A-M-E-C-C-A. Last name, Kelly. K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name?
Yes, Teresa.
You said
C-H-E,
Teresa.
C-H-E, yes. T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay. T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No. No.
Okay. And your social?
098-667-091.
Okay. I just want to confirm I heard you correctly. That's 098-667-091.
Yes.
Okay. And then I also have your email on file as well. That's kelley0101@icloud.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then your phone number is 917-238-8489.
Yes.
And I would assume I'm calling you on your cell phone, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then Shemeka, what is your address?
2075 Rockaway Parkway, apartment 5F as in Frank, Brooklyn, New York, 11236.
Okay. I heard 2075 Rockaway Parkway, and that's apartment 5F, as in Frank, Brooklyn, New York, 11236.
Yes.
Okay. And then Rockaway, that was spelled R-O-C-K-A-W-A-Y.
Right. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that much.
You're welcome.
I'll go ahead and... What I like to do, actually, is normally when I ask people for addresses, I always pull it up on Google Maps, which makes it really easy for me because then I can confirm, okay, yep, that's 100%
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but I found it right here.
Okay.
And for your Depo Provera, was it being administered by a specific doctor? Was it just medical staff, or were you doing it yourself?
No, doctor.
Okay. And I'll help you work this out, but just to your best estimate, how many times do you think you had received the injection for Depo Provera?
Wow.
Yeah, I know that might be hard to think about, but just to help maybe jog your memory, I know you said you were getting it about 4 times a year, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then you used it for a total of 14 years?
Yes, off and on.
Okay. Do you remember how many years during that time you weren't using it for?
I really don't. It's a blur.
Yeah, no worries.
Years? I would say in total within the 14, maybe 4 years straight.
Okay,
because
so
sometimes I would get a shot and I wouldn't go back for the second. I believe I was consistent for about 2 years straight, which the shots were every 3 months.
Okay. Gotcha. So during that time, you used it for, but in those 14 years, you used it for 4 years total, right?
Yes.
Okay. So four and then four shots a year as well, correct?
Yes.
So that would come out to about 16 injections. Does that sound accurate enough to you?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of your doctor that was giving you your Depo Provera?
I believe it was doctors working under. So when I usually made my appointments, it would say that I'm seeing Dr. McMillan, but it would be a female doctor, which I know him. I've been seeing that doctor since I was about 18 or 19 years old.
Gotcha, gotcha. Could you spell that name for me as well, please?
MCM, what is it? MILLI. I'm sorry, I need to Google it.
No worries, you take your time. I promise we're not in a rush.
MCMILLAN.
Okay, and the first name as well?
I don't remember. I have to look online as well.
Okay,
I haven't been to that doctor's office in years now.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so this doctor, I would
Gregory?
Okay, I can actually help you look them up and see if we can find them. I would assume they were in Brooklyn as well?
No, Queens. Choices
okay.
Women's Medical Center.
What was the name of that hospital again? Sorry, one more time.
Choices Women's Medical Center.
Women's Medical Center. Let me look that up for you as well. That was in Queens, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 147-32 Jamaica Avenue.
Okay. Yeah, I found it here. And that's Choices Women's Medical Center. Okay. And what I'll do then is I'll just look up McMillan under this hospital.
Yes.
And see what comes up. Medical Center, McMillan. Okay. I see Dr. George McMillan.
Oh, George, yes.
Definitely. Gotcha, yeah, perfect. You know what? I love Google search because it makes my job so easy. And alrighty, I can go ahead and pull the hospital's information as well. I got their address here all pulled up right here. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. And was it George that prescribed you your Depo-Provera?
I don't believe so. I believe it being a female. He never gave me an injection or anything like that. It was women doctors, I believe, working under his license. I'm not really sure how that goes, but
if I didn't see
a doctor, it would be like a nurse staff or someone that will inject me. If I don't have an examination, I would just go in for an injection. And someone else would administer that,
Yeah, definitely. So it was just whatever medical staff was on site at the time?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So it was just like a nurse or something, but your appointments were for George. Was he the one prescribing you then, and you were getting your shots administered by his staff?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll put George McMillan down as your prescribing doctor then, okay?
Yeah.
And then for the medical staff that was actually giving you the shots, I'll just put medical staff.
Okay.
Okay. And then this was additionally at Choices Women's, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did you have to get it from a different pharmacy as well, or was it all done there?
No, it was all done there.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. I'll just copy and paste all that one more time. And bada bing, bada boom.
I do know other women that said that they will have to go out and pick it up and bring it in or inject themselves.
Hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I have
but
talked to
a lot
of people.
That was never the case with me. Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people that had to do that, which is why I ask, but usually that's not the case.
Okay.
And now for your meningioma diagnosis, was it a CT scan or were you getting an MRI or was it both?
MRI.
Okay. Do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with your meningioma?
Yes. Give me one second. Elvira Kamenetsky.
Okay. Elvira, I would assume that's A-L-V-I-R-A?
R-A, yes.
Okay. And how do you spell her last name?
It's K-A-M-E-N-E-T-S-K-Y.
Okay, M-D. Perfect. M-D, okay. And what hospital was your diagnosis at?
It's actually a clinic. NYU Langone.
Okay, let me go ahead and look it up here. Spell that for me as well, please.
NYU.
Okay.
L-A-N-G-O-N-E.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, excuse me, having a little bit of congestion this morning, a little stuffy today.
Mm-hmm.
I found it here, NYU Langone. Based in New York City already. And that's the one on 550 First Avenue.
Neurologist. Oh, no. Her address is, not go to it?
Is it 4766A Bedford?
Yes.
Okay.
She has a private,
Gotcha. Okay. Found it here. Thanks for confirming already.
You're welcome.
Yeah, again, Google makes it so easy because it's so easy to just look things up and then double-check it.
Yeah.
If it were not for Google, I do not know what I would do. I tell you that much. All right, and then NYU. Yeah, NYU Langone. And she is, of course, a neurologist. Additionally, Shemeka, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you ever have any other cancer diagnosis previously?
No.
Okay. And what kind of treatment were you getting for your meningioma?
I asked, was that cancer? And they said no.
Yeah, usually meningiomas aren't cancerous, so sounds like in your case it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I just meant before that, did you ever get diagnosed with cancer before
no.
that at all? Okay,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, not to scare you or anything.
Yeah.
And what kind of treatment were you getting for your meningioma, Shemeka?
I don't believe any. So after, well, the reason I had the MRI at mm-hmm. the time was I had severe migraines for years. And they basically were trying to figure out where the migraines were coming from.
Right, yeah.
And that's what they said.
Okay,
so I've been
on,
I've been on injections and pills for migraines for years now.
Okay, gotcha. So they prescribed you injections and pain medications because of the meningioma, though?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I could put that down as your treatment since you never had any chemotherapy or any operations
yeah.
done as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're receiving injections and you're also on pain medications. Was it Elvira that prescribed these to you as well?
Yes.
Okay, I would assume then same facility as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'll copy and paste that one more time. NYU.
So I was recently at my OBGYN annual. I had an annual recently done.
Right.
Actually, I believe it was Thursday. And the doctor said that because I have endometriosis, I bleed a lot.
Uh-huh.
She said
yeah.
that she suggests Depo-Provera. And I said, oh, no, I can't take that. And she's
yeah.
like, why not? And I explained that there's a class action lawsuit or going on. And she's like, oh, that's strange. I never heard of that. So I'm like, I'm a little confused. Why if it's something wrong, why would it still be prescribed to patients?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Unfortunately, because it is still a relatively new lawsuit, that a lot of this information, even doctors might not know about it yet. Additionally, you'd be surprised even when it comes to these lawsuits, especially against medical products or other various products that might be harming people. I've worked on a lot of lawsuits myself where these companies will say they're going to pull it or stop selling it, but then it doesn't end up happening for one reason or another. I'm not too sure why, but
wow.
at the end of the day, that's why we have to do these lawsuits, not just so we can help you get compensation for the wrongs that have been done to you, but also so we can make sure justice is done and so that these companies
yes.
can stop doing these to people who are, you know, affected
wow.
by this. Additionally, Shemeka, were you ever hospitalized at any point for your meningioma?
No.
Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records that show your diagnosis or your treatment as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, I remember you said you took a picture of it as well. I do remember that. Most
yeah,
likely
have
you won't have to.
I have my chart. So anything
gotcha,
I've
yeah.
ever seen a doctor for, I have access to it.
I know. I love my chart. It makes it super convenient.
Yes.
Additionally, most likely, I don't think you will have to, as our attorneys can pull your medical information on your behalf. But if necessary, would you be able to provide your records either by mail,
yes,
electronically,
for sure.
or both?
Both.
Okay. Now, we're almost done here, Shemeka. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to on your behalf, just in case something happens to you and we can't call
okay.
you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never reach out to them. Do you have someone
okay.
you want to use as an emergency
yes,
contact?
My daughter.
Okay. And what's her name?
Shemeka. Last name Harrison.
Okay. So you said Shemeka, last name Harrison.
Yes.
Okay, and I would assume that's H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Yes.
Okay, and then first name spelled the same as yours?
Yes.
Okay, and what's her phone number?
917-251-8727.
Okay, I just want to confirm that's 917-251-8727.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for double checking with me on that. And you said she is your daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to know her email address and her contact address? If not, that's okay.
Her email is shayyyy20@icloud.com.
Okay, I heard SHARAYY 20 at iCloud.com.
It's three Ys.
Three Ys, gotcha. Okay, yes. SHARAYYY.
Yes.
And then 20 at iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for double checking.
And what else did you ask for?
Do you happen to know her mailing address? If not, that's okay.
Oh, same address.
Okay. Oh, so she lives with you.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, gotcha. Oops, let me go ahead and just copy and paste that information then. And already, so we're almost done here then, Shemeka. Lastly, all I need to do is I just need to read off a quick compliance form. This is basically just a list of items I can use to verify that all the information we've discussed so far is correct and accurate.
Okay.
So I'm just going to list off a few bullet points, and if anything sounds incorrect, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So, Shemeka, we did, of course, confirm that you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and you also, during 1 year, got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand. It was specifically called Depo-Provera, and you were also receiving these shots after 1992, January 1st.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now what I'll do then, Shemeka, is I'm going to start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally, which should only take about a minute of your time. These documents will state, firstly and foremost, of course, that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so give me just a second here. I'm going to go ahead and finish filling out this form for you so that way I can start making these documents.
Okay.
And then I'll also read off a few items of your personal information, so that way I can confirm, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or type in your information wrong, so that way I don't have to bother you again and make you re-sign documents just in case I made a mistake, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so give me just a second. I'm going to go ahead and pull this up on my end.
Right.
Let me see. I have a lot of papers to go through here, even on the computer, so give me just a second to find it. It's somewhere in here.
Okay.
Okay, I found you. There you are, Shemeka Teresa Kelly. Let me go ahead and pull that up for you. SMS delivery. Okay, I found you here. Alrighty. Let me zoom in on this as well because it's tiny and I think I need glasses. Okay. Shemeka Teresa Kelly. Your address is 2075 Rockaway Parkway, and that's apartment 5F, and that's F as in Frank, Brooklyn, New York, 11236.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Your birthday is November 5th of 1981, and your social is 098-66-7091.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily. It should say my name, which is Ethan, and it should also contain a link to DocuSign.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and click on that link. That'll allow you to digitally sign these documents. It's pretty straightforward. All the fields you need to sign or initial are in yellow. Additionally, once you're done signing, of course, a copy of this will be emailed to you as well for your own record keeping. I will let you know, just be sure to pay attention because there are some fields where it'll ask you only for initials. Others will ask you for a full signature.
Okay.
Other than that, again, it is pretty easy, but of course, I'll be here on the line. So if you need any help, just let me know, okay?
Yes.
And while you're doing that, I will also send you a text message from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information and you can reach out at any point, anytime, if you ever have questions, concerns, or need any help in the future, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
So I need to add the middle initial? I don't usually...
You should be able to just initial however you would normally do it.
Oh. So view plan? I don't need to do that. Oh, this is DocuSign.
Yes.
It should be complete.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and check on my end. Sometimes it takes a moment to go through. Okay, yeah, I just received it. Let me go ahead and take a quick peek here to make sure the signatures look good and it all gets processed correctly.
Okay.
Go ahead and take a quick peeky peek. Okay, I see your signature right there. That looks fantastic. I see your initials. That looks great as well. Alrighty, well, perfect. In that case, that is all I need from you today, Shemeka, so I am very thankful for your time. I will let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next week or so. I would say most likely maybe next week, seeing as it is, of course, Christmas week, so they're all going to be out of office and busy in a few days here. So I would expect a call sometime in the next 7 to 14 days. They're just going to verify your personal information. Very important that you look out for that because they can't actually start working on your case until they've done that, okay?
Yes.
But once you get
that
call,
I do have a question. Being that it's a class action lawsuit, how does the payments go out?
So actually, Shemeka, it's not a class action lawsuit. It's a little bit different. It's called a mass tort lawsuit, which means – so the difference between that and a class action is a class action would be a large group of people all being represented together. So they would all receive the exact same settlement, and it's just one case. In a mass tort lawsuit, which would, so you would be represented individually, you and all the other thousands of women who were affected by this, they all get their own case and they would all get their own unique settlement. As far as what I'm allowed to tell you for the amounts, I really, legally, I can't say too much, but if you wanted to Google Depo Provera estimated lawsuit settlement, that might give you the number you're looking for. Additionally, you could also ask me.
I'm just curious, because I never was expecting anything, honestly. Yeah, I didn't know that that was doing it, causing problems for people.
Gotcha, yeah, no. Unfortunately, the lawsuit is still just coming out in the last several months or so, I believe. So a lot of this information is just getting out to the people who were affected for the first time very recently.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll just make sure I send you that text message as well. You should get that. Oh, it looks like I already did text you at some point.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll also send you an email from my company email, so that way you have my company information and my contact information, just in case you ever need to reach out, okay?
Okay.
But, yeah, in any case, Shemeka, did you have any other questions or anything else you needed help with?
No, that's all.
Alrighty, well, if that's the case, you're free to go. Again, just as a reminder, make sure you look out for our attorney partner's phone call coming up for you within the next week or so, and
I wish
you all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. You
Happy
take
holidays.
Care and Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you. Same to you.
Of course. Bye now.